It's story time with Rasheen Pear. 2 weeks before the election, Cooley Town was like a circus. The members of the Black family were major performers, with all sorts of movement in and out of their yard. They went by so fast that Adriana could hardly catch her breath. Between school activities and constant arguments with her family, she was extremely exhausted. Today, our story is Do As I Do, Not As I Say, Episode 3, Story Comes to Bump. One afternoon, when Adriana got home from school, the house was extremely quiet for the first time in a long while. She then remembered that Peter and her brothers would be attending a political rally in the adjoining district of Shuwauk. Her mother was out, helping with the preparations for the final leg of campaigning. Adriana had the house all to herself. At bedtime, however, Adriana had the most unsettling feeling ever. The atmosphere was heavy and anxiety started to kick in. She went to speak with her mother, but she was nowhere to be found. She just couldn't shake the feeling, so she then decided to listen to her favorite songs until she fell asleep. My mind they say I'm not enough. Early the next morning, Adriana was awakened by the sound of her mother's voice shouting, "No! No!" She quickly got out of bed and found her mother on the living room floor crying uncontrollably. "What's wrong? What's wrong?" Adriana asked.
"Your father and brothers were in an accident on their way back from Shuwauk last night,"
Boots, one of their neighbors, replied.
"I don't know what happened, but I heard that they have been taken to the hospital."
"The husband, why? They beat me down,"
Patsy wailed. Adriana suddenly felt like her whole world was falling apart, but at that moment, she decided that she had to be strong for her mother. She made a promise to herself, "I will not shed a tear." Boots then to take them to the hospital. By the time they got outside, people were in the yard like grains of sand. They all wanted to know what happened. All sorts of questions were floating in the air, but neither Patsy nor Adriana had the answers. On their way to the hospital, Adriana prayed that God would work out the situation and He would give them the strength to face whatever is ahead. She tried to reassure her mother that God would work things out, but Patsy would have none of it. "Right now is not the time for your Nancy stories and foolishness," Patsy shouted angrily. But before she could finish her sentence, there was a loud bang. The vehicle in which they were traveling collided with a van going in the opposite direction. Everyone was shaken and in a state of shock and disbelief. Fortunately, no one was hurt. When they eventually arrived at the hospital, the crowd was so thick that they could hardly find a space to park. It took a while, but they eventually reached the ward, escorted by police officers.
"My name is Sergeant Leng, and this is Officer Panton. We are from the Full Circle Division. Mistress Block, we would like to ask you some questions in relation to your husband, Peter Block, and sons, Ben and Johnny," Sergeant Leng remarked.
Patsy simply nodded her head. Adriana could hardly absorb what the officers were saying. They said that her brothers and stepfather were involved in some form of election scam, and owed large sums of cash to persons in Shuwok. Could all of this be true? They sounded like lines from a movie. But weren't the signs there? Weren't they acting strange for the past few weeks? Why didn't Mommy try harder to stop them? Why didn't Mommy do something? Ajana thought to herself. Lies! All lies! What you are saying, none of it is true, Patsy declared.
As a result of these allegations, the vehicle in which your husband and sons were traveling was shot up by unidentified men. Mr. Black and Johnny did not make it, and Ben is in critical condition, undergoing surgery as we speak, Sergeant Ling added. Immediately, Patsy started to cry.
As the words reached Adriana's ears, it was as if her limbs had gone lifeless. The news was too much to bear.
Mrs. Black, we'd like you to come with us to the morgue to identify the bodies, Sergeant Ling requested.
Adriana tried to pray, but the words could not come out. All she felt was disappointment and anger. After returning from the morgue, Patsy shouted angrily at Adriana.
Your God doesn't care about your family. If he cared, he would, like you say, he wouldn't allow your brother and your father to die. He wouldn't let those wicked people take two precious lives.
Mother, please, he does care. He hurts when his children suffer. But sad to say, Mother, we have to live with the consequences of our choices.
You taught me that, Mother. I'm sick and tired of you acting as if God has wronged you. Don't blame God for the things that you failed to do,
Adriana shouted, trying to convince herself at the same time. At that moment, a loud sound could be heard echoing throughout the entire room. Patsy had slapped Adriana. Adriana's face had turned pink from the impact.
How could you?
Adriana said, running away from her mother. Patsy was too upset even to care. At that moment, she could hardly think straight, as waves of emotion took over and tears ran heavily down her cheeks. The rest of the Saturday afternoon was spent in silence, suspense, and anxiety as Adriana and her mother awaited news about Ben. Adriana started to feel bad for shouting at her mother, but she was too hurt to apologize. The end. Join us next time for the final episode in the series, Do As I Do, Not As I Say.